In an essay about postmodernism and television, Jim Collins celebrates the self-reflexivity, what he calls hyper-consciousness, of the cartoon show The Simpsons. In the first Thanksgiving episode, Homer and Bart sit on the couch watching TV coverage of the Macy's Day Parade. When Bart observes that all of the represented cartoon characters, Underdog, Woody Woodpecker, are ancient, Homer responds that if the organizers reacted to every flash-in-the-pan cartoon character, they'd turn the parade into a farce. At that moment, in the simulation of a long shot, The Simpsons provides one of the most aesthetically meaningful compositions ever televisually constructed. In the foreground, we see the backs of Homer and Bart's heads sitting on their couch in Springfield, Oregon, while on the television screen in the background floats a cartoon balloon of Bart Simpson, purportedly in New York City. I begin with this image because it represents an apex in the housing of art values in the modern moving picture image. At the nadir must surely lie George Clooney's most recent film, The Monuments Men. I didn't think I've ever been more disappointed in a film after watching a trailer with such promise. The ad promises a war comedy with the likes of actors John Goodman of The Big Lebowski and Bill Murray, the irreverent one from Stripes, letting the hot air out of Saving Private Ryan by gallivanting across Nazi-controlled Europe, rescuing stolen objet d'art. I can only imagine Clooney shot the comedy and then discovered what he had in the can was not at all marketable in the age of Tom Brokaw's The Greatest Generation. Where have the great acerbic films about World War II, the Catch-22s, The Young Lions gone? Indeed, Sidney Pollack's Castle Keep from 1969 is such a film, and is also about the threatened European art culture about which The Monuments Men wrings its hands. If you want to have an elegant experience about art in World War II, track down the DVD of this grotesquely underappreciated Burt Lancaster film. The final edited version of The Monuments Men features an unendurably earnest voiceover by Clooney's character, Frank Stokes. The voiceover commits the cardinal sin of screenwriting. Instead of showing us cinematically why the art they are preserving matters, Clooney's relentless narration tells us how important it is. If there's anything visual culture doesn't need, it is inane blathering about how great and important it is. And thus, in a desperate attempt to keep my blathering away from the inane, I return to The Simpsons. The image with Bart in the foreground and balloon float Bart on the television screen behind replicates the composition of Diego Velázquez's Las Meninas, one of the great paintings of the Spanish Golden Age. Painted in 1656, now hanging in the Museo del Prado in Madrid, safe thanks to the brave soldiers who fought and defeated European fascism, the image pretends to present a standard portrait of the Intifada surrounded at court. However, to the left of the girl is Velázquez himself, facing his canvas, the back of which is to us. This gives the alluring impression that he is painting the boring portrait, which we can't see, so that instead we can self-reflexively see the process of painting something much more significant. At the vanishing point of the image, behind the child, is a mirror in which two figures are barely visible. In his Introduction to the Order of Things, historian-philosopher Michel Foucault argues that this mirror embodies the humanist Renaissance, in which the king and queen of Spain are reflected in the mirror. What that implies is that we, the viewer of the painting, are standing where royalty must be in order to be present in the painting. In short, we show up as the center of all things in this ideological portrait of power. Now consider that image from The Simpsons again. In almost every American sitcom, think of All in the Family or Roseanne, when characters watch the television in their living room, they are looking out at us in the audience. The television screen and the television cameras are those material objects that cannot show up in the representation as they mediate between our real world in the audience and the fake world of the sitcom. Because The Simpsons is a cartoon, it need not hew to the aesthetic norms of a live-action sitcom, and thus, when convenient, the family's television screen shows up as a represented object. In this case, we see Bart's head in the foreground and an impossible Bart cartoon figure in the vanishing point that is the television screen. Bart cannot possibly be our Bart, a cartoon figure who can be celebrated at the Macy's parade, and Homer's Bart, a real boy sitting next to him. Similarly, we cannot just be us, viewers of Las Meninas and the King and Queen of Spain. The flattery of ideology only makes us think that is possible, something both Velázquez and Foucault are keen to highlight. Think about the backwardness of this. A show written by surly, failed math and English majors from Harvard allows me to celebrate the mysteries of Western art, while a movie by one of our most talented filmmakers leaves me with absolutely nothing of interest to say. The Simpsons provides a vehicle for exploring the vibrant legacy of Western art in our world of 2014. Las Meninas speaks to us today as if painted just yesterday. If only George Clooney had shown why and not merely told us that the art saved in World War II was so important.